After it was freed from the Turkish yoke in 1674, the monastery of Zaostrog achieved the golden age of its history in the 18th century. This is evident not only from its archives and the significant people it trained at that time, but also through its construction activities during the same period. Around 1700, the layout of the monastery was of quadrangular shape, with the cloister in the centre, formed by the three wings of the monastery together with the church. In the first half of the 18th century, this shape, characteristic of the old Catholic monasteries, acquired two new wings, the west wing in 1727 and the south wing in 1753, and 120 years later, the east wing. In 1864, the ruined bell tower by the church facade was replaced with a new bell tower on the eastern side, which was renovated after the earthquake of 1962, thus acquiring its present appearance. Consequently, the final layout of the monastery was almost fan-like in shape. The enlargement of the monastery area was in accordance with its ever greater role within the pastoral and educational fields. Due to all this, in 1953, the Croatian Conservation Institute for Dalmatia in Split declared the Franciscan Monastery of Zaostrog a cultural monument, and in 1962 it was entered into the Registry of Immovable Cultural Monuments of the Makarska Municipality. In 2013, the Franciscan Monastery and its surroundings were declared a Croatian cultural good.